This is Charles Hill with your Saturday morning news, sport and weather on RTL Today. In local news, today marks St Nicholas's Day, but Santa Claus already arrived in the city at the station on Friday evening. The Luxembourgish non-profit organisation Noël de la Rue distributed tangerines, chocolate, as well as hot vegetable and noodle soup to 170 people who live on the streets. The Grand Ducal Fire and Rescue Corps of Luxembourg have unfortunately had another busy night, as five accidents were reported last night and this morning, with five people injured. In international news, Ukrainian and US officials will hold a third straight day of talks in Miami later today, with Washington saying the two sides agreed that real progress would depend on Russia's willingness to end the war. President Donald Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, and son-in-law Jared Kushner have been meeting top Ukrainian negotiator Rustem Umerov and Andriy Hernatov, the chief of staff of Kiev's armed forces. The talks come after Witkoff and Kushner met Russian President Vladimir Putin at the Kremlin on Tuesday to discuss a US plan to end the conflict, but Moscow rejected parts of the proposal. Further heavy rain threatens Indonesia's flood-ravaged island of Sumatra as a local governor warns that the death toll could climb because of starvation. A chain of tropical storms and monsoonal rains has pummeled South and Southeast Asia, triggering landslides and flash floods from the Sumatran rainforest to the highland plantations of Sri Lanka. Some 1,770 people have been killed in natural disasters unfolding across Indonesia, Sri Lanka, Malaysia, Thailand and Vietnam since last week. Europe's automobile industry and its backers are ramping up pressure on the EU to relax its planned 2035 ban on new petrol and diesel car sales, hoping for a decision by year-end. The European Commission is due to review the target on December the 10th as part of a broader rescue plan for the sector, but competing demands from member states and industry risk forcing it to push back the date. The goal of switching all new cars to electric by 2035 was set 2 years ago as a flagship measure of the EU's Environmental Green Deal and a key step towards the bloc achieving climate neutrality by 2050. Now for sport. Tailender Mitchell Starc frustrated England with a brilliant 77 to put Australia in charge at drinks in the third day of the second Ashes test in Brisbane. The hosts are at 496 for 9, a formidable lead of 162 over England's first innings. The Men's Football World Cup will be held across the US, Mexico and Canada next year, and last night saw the draw for the group stages take place in Washington DC, where US President Donald Trump also received the inaugural FIFA Peace Prize. The United States will face Paraguay, Australia and the winner of a playoff in Group D, Canada face Qatar, Switzerland and a playoff winner in Group B, and Mexico will play South Africa, South Korea and another playoff winner in Group A. For more on these stories and the latest news and updates, head over to rtltoday.lu. And now for the weather. It's a cold, misty and grey morning, with lots of moisture in the air. Cloudy skies are to be expected throughout the day. Current temperatures stand at around 4 degrees, rising to a maximum of 8 later on.